Hello, friends, and welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. We have a very special guest today, all the way from Arizona. So, for the past 5 years, he has been the owner and creative director at Felici Marketing. Before that, he was the director of marketing and product development at an industrial commercial laundry business. This should be fun, guys. Get ready. And please welcome Andy Felici. Welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. How are you today?
Great, Claudine. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. So let's talk about Facebook ads today. We're going to talk about
Yes.
the science behind successful marketing using Facebook ads. Andy, you are an expert in this field. So tell our listening audience, what are Facebook ads? I see, whenever I'm on Facebook, I see these ads and these ads pop up that says I can pay $5 to reach a certain target audience. What exactly are these Facebook ads?
Yeah, so the latter of what you're talking about, I'd call that a boost. It's kind of a watered down version of a normal ad of what we do. But to a layperson, the way I explain it normally is I ask first, do you use Facebook? And 95% of people always say yes, because everybody loves Facebook. And I ask, well, have you ever scrolled, say you're on your cell phone, you're scrolling and you see an ad. And it's like it's reading your mind. It's like shoes that you looked at 2 weeks ago, and it's showing you them again. And it's like, what? Wow! I just looked at those. And if you look in the top left corner, it actually says sponsored in really small, gray text. And
It sure
that's
does.
what a Facebook ad is.
Nice. And some, they're like these little, I call them these little pop-up ads too, right?
Yeah, there's
So.
actually like a dozen different placements that you can put an ad on Facebook, and there's all over the there's stories, there's in article, there's in video, there's lots of places, so they show up all over the ecosystem.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about how those ads actually pop up. And there's a certain term for that that we'll talk about later. But tell us, why should a business owner or someone that's managing a company pay for these Facebook ads? What's the benefit in that?
The benefit would be scalability. These are people that, let's say you own a home services related business, and the way you've gotten clients in the past has been through referrals. Say you're involved in different networking groups, or you have, five boots on the ground guys going out, shaking hands and kissing babies. You're not going to get the clients that you get from social media in that way. So it's a great way to add in new blood into the business that you normally would not ever get.
Okay, so I want to know, Andy, how does the Facebook ad find me? If I'm on Facebook and say I just got done, like you said, searching for shoes, how is it that I get these ads that pop up? So that's called geofencing, or isn't it? I mean, tell me a little bit about that. What is geofencing?
Yeah, geofencing is one part of the equation. I'll start macro and then I'll drill my way down, getting to geofencing. But long story short, we put a lot of our information on Facebook. We tell Facebook if we're married or if we have kids, and we post about it, and our phones even listen to us. The microphone is on. In addition to that, in the past, I can't confirm if this is currently happening now, because it's been very controversial, and Facebook's even gone to Congress and had to sit in the hot seat for some of these things. But Facebook used to buy a lot of credit card transaction data, and they could tell what you're purchasing. So basically, Facebook aggregates a lot of data. In addition to that, getting to the geofencing topic, your phone tracks you. We all carry our phones around with us. That data is sent over to Facebook. And so we as advertisers are able to geofence, let's say, the Arizona Cardinals stadium. I can just put a circle around that stadium and just focus on people that have been there if I want to sell the Super Bowl is going to be here in just a couple of weeks. I want to sell to people who were fans of whatever team won. And then you can put exclusion zones to negative geofence. So people that just live around it, we don't want to target them. So that's what geofencing is. It's really getting to target people based on their location, if they live there, have been there recently, or are traveling there.
Right. And that's one of the things too that Virtual Ingenuity does with its clients is for those clients that are wanting to really have that specialized, that target audience, like you said, Andy, that's what we provide that geofencing. It's just a matter of, say, for instance, you have parents in a carpool line, for between 2 or 2 and 4 o'clock. These parents are sitting there doing nothing, and all they have is, they have their phone, and you target those parents, if you want them to buy, say, cleaning products or school products, and all of a sudden they're on Facebook and that ad pops up, right? That says, hey, you can get this cleaning product, or you can get whatever the ad is that you think that's your target audience. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it summed up, I think.
Okay. So why, Andy, do these big companies spend so much on Facebook ads, and not just big companies too, but some small companies spend money on it too. But what's the big deal with these Facebook ads? If what's the big draw for these big companies?
The big draw is being able to target very specific people with very specific content. And the content for a big company, honestly, and for any client that we work with, will be video. A video is worth a million words, and a picture is only worth a thousand. So being able to target, let's say, women that live in a household income of over 100,000 and they like Lululemon. I mean, we can really kind of stereotype, who we want to be purchasing our product or who we want to be seeing our ads to purchase them. So it's hyper targeted and it's very effective. And it allows, like I was talking about earlier, it allows scalability. So if your business is based on doing sales in person, this removes the person part of it. So at scale, you don't need a ton of people, lots of overhead. And, humans are the most unpredictable variable on this planet, in my opinion. You're kind of controlling that, and you don't have to pay, healthcare benefits to Facebook ads.
So, Andy, how much would you say that someone needs to pay for a Facebook ad? Say you're a small company. Let's just take that example. You're a small cleaning company and you want to target folks in a certain area at a certain time. Like we said, maybe the moms in the carpool line. How much should a small company pay for these Facebook ads? Or is there a limit?
So it's I would definitely think about it in terms of a multiple month, a 6 to 12 month engagement or situation that you go through to do these ads. And it needs to be a lot of different ads. It can't just be one. You've got to do a lot of A/B testing to get the most efficient ads running so you get the most bang for your buck. I'm sorry, can you remind me about how much you're saying cost wise?
Yeah, if you have a small business, say maybe 20 employees or less, how much should that company spend on Facebook ads?
So the answer is it depends. If you're a personal injury law group, your clicks are going to cost around $150. But if you're a cleaning company, your clicks are going to be about $2 a piece. So it totally depends. I would say for anybody just getting their foot, putting their toe in the water, I'd say have at least $1,500 a month to allocate to this. Below that, I would say it's not really giving it a good, making it a worthy test, because there's no guarantees. This doesn't work for every company. I'd say it works about 70% of the time. If you're in a market where there's 50 pool builders and they're all spending $25,000 a month on Google ads or Facebook ads. Similar ideas because they're both auction systems, if you will. Then you're not going to have a lot of success. So there's other externalities that are involved that will go into the success of this.
So too, at the end of the day, make sure you know what your target audience is. Pay somebody to do the research for you to make sure that you know what your target audience is. And in previous podcasts, Andy, we talked about having a business plan. A business plan is so important. And that goes along with knowing who your target audience is. You would put that in your business plan. So that's really important. And then you can market from there. So what is your process, Andy, for your clients? So when a client comes to you, what's the process that you take them through when getting them that advertising through Facebook ads?
Sure. So first before we know we sign a proposal together, we meet usually one or two times, and I establish that I am able to help this company. They've got a good product or a good service, and they're open and willing to produce some videos that are targeted about the service and to the audience that we want. And then after we start, we really build a persona. That's where we start, is who is the perfect person. And it's I explain it as it's stereotyping. Like, what does this person eat for dinner? Who do they have kids? What zip codes are they living in? Did they go to college? If so, what colleges would they have gone to? We're really stereotyping them so we can build this vision in our minds of who we're going to be marketing to, so that when me or my team are behind a Facebook ads account and doing the A/B testing and putting in different interests and creating custom audiences and building lookalike audiences and developing copy, we're really speaking to that persona personally at every step of the fa at every step of the process. So after that, I call that the launch meeting, where we do the persona building. After that, it takes us about 2 weeks, if we have all the content already, for us to build out all the campaigns. And in addition to Facebook ads, it doesn't stop there. You really need to have well put together landing pages, well put together lead forms. And after the form is filled out, what happens? Are we doing an integration into a CRM, or are we starting to send a text message drip campaign that has something our graphic designer whipped up that looks like a voucher for, let's say, a $21 free adjustment if you're a chiropractor, some type of sexy offer that really gets people in the door. So it takes us about 2 weeks after that launch period, that launch meeting, to develop all of that and get the ads running, because it doesn't just stop with Facebook ads. We really got to think about the full buying process, life cycle, consumption life cycle, if you will, of that customer.
Okay, that's great. So you mentioned, Andy, that you recommend that someone does multiple videos. So why multiple videos? Are you saying multiple videos for that one company that maybe would talk about their company and then another video that would talk about their process? Or just explain a little bit more about multiple videos.
So the sure way to bore somebody would just be to make a video about talking about your company. That's, on Facebook, people have very short attention spans, and you
Yes.
have 3 seconds. You've got 3 seconds to fill it
Yes.
with something. I call it, when I'm explaining it, to really drill it into my clients, my prospects' mind, I use the term sexy. We got to put something very sexy in the first 3 seconds, maybe something. A crash, a whoa, a something that's emotional and full of emotion and motion to really capture attention. And I've created this proprietary recipe, if you will, of how videos have to be produced. And I either build that video with the client myself. 9 times out of 10, I refer it to a video partner that I have, and we come out and we do a 4 to 8 hour shoot where we hire actors and actresses, build a script, and it's a very formal process. To create, It's first it goes I won't give you the full sauce, but I'll give you an abbreviated version of it.
Okay.
First, you got that 3 second attention grabber, and then you explain the problem, and then you explain the solution, and then the benefits, and then how you're different than your competitors. And ideally, that's about a 45-second video for most verticals. It varies by vertical, obviously. But when we're doing the shoot, we're very strategic, and we're adding at the very end, we're having the actress, and we usually use women because women perform about 90% better than men do in videos. It's
Okay.
across the board. It's absolutely wild to me, but that's just the data. That's what it is. And so we'll have her do different calls to action at the end. We'll have her talk about different benefits of the service, or have her talk about different aspects of the problem. And so it's one video shoot, but we make like 12 to 16 variations. And so we label them and, put the name in very meticulously of this is version A, call to action, version B, call to action. And then when I'm going through that, the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks of us doing advertising, we're A/B testing all of these together because you don't want to just shoot them all out there, and you need to be a little bit systematic about how you go about it. So that's really the importance of doing multiple videos that are very intentional.
Great. All very good advice. And I love the way that your process works. And then you talked about, Andy, developing copy for the ads. Do you guys write the copy as well there with Felice Marketing?
Yes, we absolutely do. And I'm sure you've heard of Chat GBT. I think that's GPT, whatever that is, the AI. We've actually started utilizing that for some of our team. They don't love using or coming up with long form captions. There's long form and there's short form, and that's another aspect of the A/B testing. So we'll use that to get us a starting point of what this caption can look like. And usually it gives me something pretty bland. And then I'll say, type in, okay, add something funny and add emojis. And then it'll give me some more stuff back. And that's if you just, I've tested it. If you just use that in your ads, you're going to fail. It's not good enough. It's simply not. You need to have the psychology and the idea of the persona in your mind to then go through it with a fine-tooth comb and refine it to get it from 70% to the 100% of what you know is going to work.
So we talked about Andy motion, and sometimes just having words up there doesn't do your ad justice, right? Or your advertisements justice. And you are absolutely right. You have 3 seconds to make that impact and to wow someone. When we talk about Instagram is known for having fast, quick videos hitting the point very quickly. So what do you think is more effective, Facebook ads or Instagram ads, and why?
So the answer is it depends.
Okay.
Older people that have more money are on Facebook. Younger people are on Instagram. So depending on what your product or service is and who your persona you're trying to reach, that will determine what platforms we select in the placement phase of doing the ads. I will say as time continues to go on, there's an older demographic that are on Instagram. And then there's people that are moving from Instagram to Facebook. So it's you really have to test a lot of different things because we've only had this technology for 15 years or not very long, 20 years. That's a very short amount of time to have something this powerful. So you just have to test it, and you've got to see that the answer to your question in short is it depends.
Okay. All right. So at the end of the day, a lot of research goes involved. Research, 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 right?
Definitely, and lots of testing.
Yes, a lot of testing as well. So Andy, why is it that you love Facebook ads so much?
That's a great question. So in college, I was very passionate about psychology, and that's that's what I studied. I love psychology. I love learning about why people do the things that they do and how, their childhood influenced their consumer behavior and things like that. And I also have always been very techie. I love software. I've done some software consulting in the past. And I'm type A, I'm analytical. So when I was in college and I was studying psychology and kind of realized I just wanted to turn it into a huge massive business, I thought, I think psychology is an interest, but I think my passion is marrying this entrepreneurship, techie, and psychology interest together. And the obvious direction was marketing. So I'm one of those few people that, I studied marketing, I double majored in marketing, and I was accepted into an entrepreneurship program as well at the University of Arizona, the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship. And I studied exactly what I do now, one in a million, people that do that. So
Right. You're
I'm
absolutely
pretty
right.
lucky. I got to find what I enjoy pretty early.
That's right. You are. I went to college, I mean, many years ago. I'm not going to tell my age, but yeah, so many of my folks that I went to, the friends that I went to college with, did not even major close to what, didn't even get a job close to what their major was. So yeah, you are very
I think
fortunate.
it's more common than not. I think that's the
Yeah.
case.
I think so too. I think you're right. And it's funny because my son is really into psychology and marketing and technology as well, and he's trying to figure out how to put the two together. So I may have to get you guys to talk to each other at some point because you do a phenomenal job with Felice Marketing. And
Thank you.
I absolutely love what you do. And I want to ask you this. So if our listening audience could have one takeaway from what we talked about today, Andy, what would that one takeaway be?
One takeaway would be that Facebook ads are complex, and it's not a lifeboat to save a business. And it's not a, let's say your business is an ice cream sundae. Facebook ads are not the ice cream. That's doing a good job with your business and shaking hands firmly and looking someone in the eye and asking for referrals and doing good old-fashioned business. That's the horse. The cart will be the Facebook ads. They are the sprinkles on the sundae to make everything better, but it's not an immediate engagement. It takes time. There's testing involved. So I would just say the takeaway would be Facebook ads are complex. Make sure you have somebody who's truly a professional and truly passionate about what they do behind the wheel of your Facebook ads account, because there's a lot of instances where Facebook ads can be as useful as setting your wallet on fire and using that to warm your home. So that would be the takeaway.
So yeah, get yourself a great marketing person or a business strategist to help you with that and to do that research for you. That's a great piece of advice. What's the one piece of advice also, Andy, that you wish someone had given you when starting your business?
It would be to have more fun.
Hmm.
Relax. Business is just a bunch of people trying to figure it out and build and grow. And that's just a very human, natural, normal thing. And I think, 5 years ago when I started my business, I was very uptight and, I took everything very, very seriously. And I'm grateful for that. It got me to here and where we're at now. But I think I could have enjoyed myself a little bit more along the way.
Right. That's wonderful advice. I agree with that. I love that. We can always find humor and in everything, right? In business too.
Definitely.
Where, yeah, Andy, so where can my listening audience find you if they want to, get Facebook ads and get more information about Facebook ads and utilize your services at Felice Marketing?
So our website, felicimarketing.com, that's a great place. Also, just follow us on Instagram. We're Felici Marketing Co. C-O, on Instagram, and we love to engage with our audience there and post about what we're doing, our successes and such. And I think those would be the two best places.
Okay. And to my listening audience, I will have Andy's contact information in the show notes in this podcast because the spelling is not really as it sounds. It's spelled Felice, but it's pronounced Felici. So I will have all
Yes.
of that information there and his social media links and contact information so you guys can get in touch with Andy and his team there at Felici Marketing for any services that you all need. Andy, thank you so much for joining us today on the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast, my friend. I enjoyed talking with you.
Yes, Claudine, thank you so much for having me as a guest. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
You're welcome. And I just want to let our listening audience know that even though you are in Arizona, you work virtually. So, for my listening audience, you don't have to be located in Arizona to work with Andy and Felice Marketing, okay? He does everything virtually as well. For those folks that are in Arizona, you'll go to them, but
Absolutely. Yeah. You're correct. We have clients all over the country, and I was actually in Madrid 2 weeks ago and still working and corresponding with clients. So anywhere in the globe, as long as we speak English, we can help.
good. All right. That's great to know. Okay, my friends, you can listen to more of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and comment. Until next time, my friends, let's impact together. Have a great day.